This is Fresh Air. Trans Africa is the Black American lobby for Africa and the Caribbean. Last August, the executive director, Randall Robinson, criticized the Bush administration for its callous reaction to the mass starvation in Somalia. Earlier today, we called Robinson to get his reaction to the president's decision to send American troops there. Robinson is probably best known in America for leading the movement to boycott South Africa. Earlier today, Trans Africa held a press conference in which they called for a peace conference between Somalian clan elders, local leaders, militia leaders, and members of the UN Security Council in order to rebuild civil society there. I asked Robinson if he supports the deployment of American troops.
Well, I think the intervention is an appropriate response to the problem. I wish it were not necessary, but in fact it is. Some 300,000 people have already starved to death, and perhaps thousands are dying daily because people who need food can't get it because the country is an armed camp with no central police authority at all. What has happened is that a country historically, traditionally pastoral for centuries during the Cold War was turned into an arsenal when first the Soviets poured in arms, and then from 77 through 1989 the U.S. contributed in arms and foreign assistance $884 million to the 21-year dictatorship of Siad Barre. And when that fell apart, of course, the country fell into to anarchy with all of these arms there. Now you have kids who formerly led pastoral lives now riding around on the backs of trucks with AK-47s.
Do you think because some of those arms are arms that America shipped to Somalia during the Cold War that we have a special responsibility?
Oh, absolutely. There are other Somalias in Africa. The Cold War for these countries is far from over. It's unfortunate that Africa's end to colonialism occurred in the middle of the Cold War, and so that many of these countries never had a chance to develop stable political systems in the middle of the Cold War, because we imposed, purchased leadership in countries like Sudan, Liberia, Kenya, Zaire. All of these countries have the potential of developing into Somalias because of what we did to them with the infusion of arms and support for bad leadership, and what the Soviets did in many cases as well. That gives us a special responsibility to retrieve the situation and to help them on the road back to political stability.
So you want America to intervene and to help food get to starving people in Somalia. What are your concerns as American troops near Somalia?
Well, if the intervention is not accompanied by the facilitation of a national peace conference, a process by which Somalis craft and implement a political solution to their problem, then we will have only stayed disaster. At the end of the intervention, hostilities will re-erupt. There are at least two things that we must try vigorously to accomplish under the aegis of the United Nations, and that is to remove the arms from the country, either through some kind of bounty or confiscation or a combination of both, and to press hard for an international peace conference, a national peace conference under the aegis of the UN, where clan elders, the respected leaders of clans in Somalia, can sit down with these militia leaders and other local leaders to find a way out. If this process does not unfold during the intervention, at the end of the intervention, we'll be right back where we were at the beginning.
Some people are talking about making Somalia a UN trusteeship in a transitional period. Is that something you'd support?
No. I think decisions of this kind are for Somalis to make. The great fear is that the international community will make the mistake of recolonizing Somalia. what has happened in Somalia is hardly Somalia's fault. And I think we have to give Somalis who want peace, Somalis who want stable political structures, who want to resuscitate their economy and the fabric of their society, to do just that. And I think that can be done short of trusteeship. However, if Somalis feel that trusteeship is what is indicated, then that's another matter. That's for Somalis to decide.
My guest is Randall Robinson, Executive Director of Trans Africa, the Black American Lobby for Africa and the Caribbean. More after this short break. This is Fresh Air. If you're just joining us, my guest is Randall Robinson, who's the head of Trans Africa, which is an African American lobby for Africa and the Caribbean. Now, it wasn't too long ago that you criticized President Bush for having a double standard, for doing more to help Bosnia than to help Somalia. You accused him of being callous to Somalia and said that this might be a manifestation of racism. What was it you wanted President Bush to do? Is this what you had in mind, sending American troops to intervene?
Well, this might have been avoidable had there been a larger international interest early on in the year. By November, the battle had been lost. This is a situation that has been simmering since Siad Barre fell in January of 1991. Somalia needed help then, and it wasn't given, wasn't noticed by the international community until it was virtually too late. And so we should have been ahead of the curve on this, and we were not, nor was the UN. Nor was the Arab League, nor was the Organization for African Unity. So there's plenty of blame to go around here. But I am happy that President Bush took the action that was taken. Not that I relish the thought of an American military intervention. I do not. But nothing is more precious than the salvaging of human life. Nothing stands in front of that.
A lot of people are suggesting that this begins a new foreign policy for the United States, where we use troops for humanitarian reasons. And once we start a kind of policy like that, well, which countries are worthy of sending U.S. troops? How much starvation is enough starvation to require U.S. troops? Have you thought a lot about this and what it means about the future of American foreign policy?
Yes, well, I am fearful about that. We're all concerned about that, particularly third world countries that fear that the Security Council will be used as an instrument of big power politics. I do at the same time think that Somalia is unique. It's the largest humanitarian disaster in the world. There is little, if any, argument about that. Having said that, we have to make certain that this is not a mere intervention, but a process attends it that will allow this country to reconstruct itself, and hopefully from the example of that, other African countries, without intervention, will have a chance to survive. I mean, in the early years of the Bush administration, the president requested four times as much in American foreign assistance for tyrannies in Africa as he did for democracies. Africa is a continent being swept by a wave of democracy, democracies to which we haven't paid ample attention, and we still find ourselves funding our Cold War surrogates in Zaire, where Mobutu has stolen virtually most of the aid, contributed, enriched himself, and ruined his country. In Kenya, where much the same is the case, in Sudan, in Liberia, where the country is in wreckage, although we put in the hands of Mr. Doe, a tyrant during the 1980s, over $500 million in American foreign assistance. We've got to make sure now that we turn completely around and provide American support to democratization efforts. If you're not democratizing and you're violating human rights, you shouldn't get a cent in American foreign assistance. We ought to make that clear to the developing world.
We've all been so moved watching pictures and television images of men and women and children starving in Somalia. At the same time, you know, you walk out of your house in nearly any American city and there's people starving on the sidewalk, living on the sidewalk and starving. What kind of balance do you think we should have now between helping other countries who are starving and helping the people in our own country who are, you know, barely keeping alive?
Well, I certainly think we ought to pay more attention to our cities and to our young people. But I don't think that the two things are mutually exclusive. This mm-hmm. intervention in Somalia is a relatively cheap intervention that is not a very risky one, and I don't expect a great deal of resistance. And there again, it distinguishes it from Iraq and Bosnia and other potential flare-ups in the world.
Randall Robinson is the executive director of Trans Africa.